Just another word about the summer strings. Rachel just rightly reprimanded me, and I appreciate it, because she made sure that I actually thanked Virginia, and because, in fact, Virginia was instrumental in a lot of the... So thank you, Virginia, for... Praise God. How wonderful it is to hear music to God's glory. I just love it. Would you turn in the scripture or in your bulletin to Mark? We're up to Mark 8. We're running out of chapters in Mark. You know, there's only 16 chapters in Mark. We're up to Mark 8. Starting at verse 1, what we'll do is read this together first. Here are the words of the Lord. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They've already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. His disciples answered, but where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied. He told the crowd to sit on the ground. When he had taken the seven loaves and given thanks, he broke them, and he gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up seven basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 men were present. And having sent them away, he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the region of Dalmanutha. The Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked him for a sign from heaven. He sighed deeply and said, why does this generation ask for a miraculous sign? I tell you the truth, no sign will be given to it.